Straight out of Vegas here, Fox Sports Radio. I'm Jonas Knox. Coming up on today's show, the great Steve Fezzik is back. He is going to answer for his 16-5 record in the NFL draft and why he's still getting all sorts of heat in Vegas because of it. Plus, the Aaron Rodgers impact on the NFL, it's bigger than you think with several teams involved in the eyes of Vegas. And speaking of Vegas, we are going to plan your next getaway. It's NFL related. It is going to be the party that you cannot miss. And speaking of parties, we got an hour-long extravaganza for you right now here on FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Straight out of Vegas here, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. Wherever you are taking part in this program right now, we appreciate you making us a part of your Tuesday here on FSR. We're going to take you all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And I'm Jonas Knox, but I am not alone in for RJ Bell. I do have the great Steve Fezzik in the building. Mackenzie is here. The whole gang is here. John Ramos behind the scenes. Everybody is here, locked in, ready to hear Steve Fezzik later on in the show answer for why he's getting a hard time about a 16-5 record in the draft. I think it's unfair, Fez, and I'm going to stick up for you, man. I'm telling you.
All right. It actually was only 15-6. And further, the bad news, I gave out two official picks on Straight Out of Vegas. I went 1-1 only, so I massively underperformed on this show.
And let me, Fez, do you know how many people listening right now would kill to go 1-1 in two bets they make? Like that's the goal. You guys are all talking about this, oh, you got to get 55, 60% of your wins. Guys like me are just looking for 30%. We're just looking to be able to afford the Uber when we leave the casino. That's it. That's all we're looking to do. So 1-1 is nothing to laugh at. It's nothing to scoff at, Steve Fezzik. That is considered a win to a lot of us degenerate flunkies who aren't good at this like you are.
Well, we'll talk later about the pros and how they approach the draft, but let's just say it's Christmas time for a lot of pro bettors that specialize in the draft. That'll be later on in the segment.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's start with the big story in the NFL, and it is Aaron Rodgers' watch in Green Bay. To catch everybody up to speed on this, this is how it goes. Last week during the draft, the Aaron Rodgers conversation stirred up in which he did not want to be back in Green Bay with the Packers. Then there were some other reports that came out confirming that. And then all of a sudden a report came out on Friday that Aaron Rodgers would threaten retirement or go host Jeopardy if need be, that he wanted no part of the Packers. And there was another report that he wanted the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, fired. There was all sorts of this stuff is all going on. Then Aaron Rodgers goes to the Kentucky Derby, wouldn't talk about this stuff on camera, but told Mike Tirico that he was bothered it became public. He was also bothered that this stuff got out there, but that he loves the city of Green Bay and he loves his fans. And then another report came out that he was pissed off that they got rid of a wide receiver a day after he complimented him. Then you got the general manager acknowledging that he heard the rumors about Aaron Rodgers wanting him fired, but he didn't know anything about it. His head coach spoke on it. So that's where we're at, Steve Fezzik. That is the rundown of the Aaron Rodgers drama in Green Bay. As of right now, he's still a Packer. Here's the thing, though, Fez, and I was not aware of this until we had this discussion earlier. The draft didn't really change many teams' futures in the eyes of Vegas a significant amount. Like, nobody all of a sudden was an overwhelming underdog, and now they're an overwhelming favorite to make the playoffs going into next season because of the draft. The Aaron Rodgers news, according to Vegas, is big time, not just for the Green Bay Packers, but for several other teams, as you were explaining to me off the air earlier.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers in the news moved 4 to 5 teams in terms of their odds and their season wins, much more than all of the draft combined. And the reason being is Aaron Rodgers is such a good quarterback. Now, let's start out with, where is Aaron Rodgers going to be next year? Well, if he winds up hosting Jeopardy, all these bets will be no action. But based on current odds, Green Bay is just a little less than 50%. Denver, 20%. Raiders, 10%. So a slew of opportunities. The bookmakers they're scared about Aaron Rodgers. So they've taken all the Green Bay odds off the board, because think about the difference. And you spoke about this on the show yesterday. Green Bay's expected wins would go down by about 4.5. So prior to all of this drama, Green Bay was lined at 11 wins. If Aaron Rodgers isn't there and it's Jordan Love, now we would expect Green Bay to win 6.5. What do you think, Jonas? Over or under 6.5 with Jordan Love?
Oh, geez. It's right around there. I would probably lean just over. I would think they're a 7-win team, but in a 17-game season, that's still a 7-10 year, and you're not making the playoffs, most likely. I mean, almost guaranteed you're not making the playoffs a 7-10. They're just a significantly worse team without Aaron Rodgers, and that's where I think the Packers find themselves in a little bit of a problem here, because it's almost as if the front office was thinking 2 or 3 years down the road. But Aaron Rodgers is thinking now, and he's speeding up their clock for them with all this stuff that's coming out, and they're not ready for it. You know, they're not ready to make that move as of yet. They just thought everything was going to be fine, and in 2 or 3 years, we'll turn the keys over, and we'll get Jordan Love in there, and we've given him enough time to follow along, and then we bid farewell to Aaron Rodgers, just like the organization did with Brett Favre. Yet Aaron Rodgers is trying to speed up the clock on all this. And so because of that, Green Bay is now scrambling. They're having to answer questions in the media. And this is the part of this that I don't think – because Aaron Rodgers does not like to do a lot of media. It's not his thing. He doesn't trust the media. I get all that. This is the part, though, Fez, that I think he needs to come to terms with. If this story continues on all offseason – Fez, we were talking for 2 years about Dak Prescott's contract at Cowboys training camp. Aaron Rodgers wanting his GM fired and not wanting to be in Green Bay, but still being in Green Bay when training camp rolls around. Every single media outlet is going to have a reporter there. I don't even know where they do their training. Is it in Green Bay, or is it Appleton, Wisconsin, wherever the hell it is, at a White Castle drive-thru? Who cares? But the point being, every media outlet is going to be there. And if Aaron Rodgers didn't like the media attention before and didn't like all that stuff, he better just not show up for that alone, and not because he's in a fight with the organization.
Yeah, it's a real strong point, although I got to feel that, you know, the media in Green Bay has got to be some of the easiest media to deal with typically. But you're right. Everyone flying in from New York and L.A., oh, et cetera, that'll be a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Norbert College is where they have the Green Bay training camp, about 10 minutes north of Lambeau. So beef up your media room, Norbert.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, plan ahead. If you want to get somewhere for the summer and watch some fireworks, that's where you plan ahead. What is it, Nordberg? What does they call it? Northcutt? Whatever, that too. All right, go to that college. Whatever McKenzie just said, find it later on in the podcast. I can't pronounce it. I'll butcher it again. But, Fez, here's my question for you. If I got a little frisky and I wanted to bet on Aaron Rodgers being the starting quarterback week 1 for the Green Bay Packers, what are we looking at? What's the payoff there? Because I've seen some stuff out there that it was like 2 or 3 to 1 that he would still be the starter week 1. But as the days go on and more reports come out, you're getting more and more people like a Peter King, who was on Fox Sports Radio yesterday talking about Aaron Rodgers being traded, and he feels like he's not going to be there week 1. What are we looking at odds-wise as Aaron Rodgers being the starting quarterback week 1 for the Packers?
He is -125, so you have to risk 125 to win 100. Now, some of you out there, I'm sure, will ask, now, wait a minute, that means he's the favorite, right? Because you're -125. Well, it's complicated because this is a futures pool which has every one of the teams. And before the show, McKenzie was doing some great research on this, where he essentially backed out the house edge associated, the dastardly bookie taking big vig on these bets. And even though Aaron Rodgers is minus 125 to be with Green Bay, so that's the most likely team, it's still less than 50% once you look at all the implied odds associated with all these different odds.
And see, and here's where this gets a little – okay, see, you guys have taught me that, bookies and look, you guys call them cockroaches. Can I call them scumbags? Is that fair? Is that a fair thing to say on the air? I don't want a name call, but is that a fair representation, Fez?
I mean, it's factual, so.
Okay. Listen, I mean, as long as I'm not telling lies, and then there's some bookies out there that are scumbags, and they pull some shenanigans to try and get the better of you when you're making a bet. Here's my question for you. If I bet Aaron Rodgers being the Packers quarterback week one, and say final preseason game or last practice, you know, he tweaks his hamstring a little bit and he ends up having to miss the first game of the year, but he's still on the roster. Do I lose my bet?
You have to check the fine print at each and every sports book. Some will say if he doesn't play week one, it's no action. Some will say based upon the first game that he plays in 2021, most of the books do have a caveat that if he does not play anywhere in 2021, it would be a refund.
Wow. Okay. So they'll find. So that just depends on the book and how generous they're feeling. The sports book can determine and play by their own rules and make their own rules when it comes to that stuff.
And it can be a real problem getting crossing the T's and dotting the I's in terms of these props, and you can see how difficult it can be, and you don't want to have angry customers thinking they won, and it turns out that they pushed, etc.
Okay, so we talked about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay and what that would do to that organization and that team. Let's talk about a couple other teams that have also been impacted. And we're going to start in your backyard, Steve Fezzik. And I'm not talking about the mansions or the estates of Las Vegas. What is it, Henderson, Somerville? Where do you actually? You live on the top of the Luxor, don't you? Like you have a condo on top of the point at the Luxor, from my understanding.
I don't not reside there anymore. I used to be really close, but Summerlin, the Ridges would probably be the number one millionaire spot in Vegas.
All right. So the gated communities in Vegas, but we are going to talk about Vegas because it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Aaron Rodgers and the impact on Las Vegas, according to Vegas, has been what?
Now, this is very interesting. The Raiders' season win number was 7.5. Then they had their draft. Two things have happened. There was the draft and there was about a 10% chance, based upon current odds, that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Raiders. Now, certainly, it would be a significant upgrade to the Raiders of about two games to replace Carr with Aaron Rodgers. Yet the Raiders' season win number, Jonas, has dropped from 7.5 to 7. And so that's what tells me is that the pro bettors hate the Raiders draft. They hate the fact that the Raiders reached for Leatherwood in the first round, but that wouldn't be significant enough to make a move like this. So a big thumbs down to the Raiders from the pro bettors, and the only explanation is a poor draft.
So they would just be an average team with Aaron Rodgers, you're saying the Raiders?
9-win team, so just slightly above average. And here's the problem. The Raiders have a bad defense. The Raiders' offense was good. Now it becomes great. So they have very bad defense, great offense, win 9 games.
All right, so the other team in the division that has been rumored to be in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, the team that he would be open to going to, according to some of these reports that have been out there over the past several days, Steve Fezzik, are the Denver Broncos. Aaron Rodgers as a Bronco, what are we looking at?
So the Denver Broncos, we'd have a 3-win upgrade. They would go from, they were at 7.5 wins to 10.5 wins, Jonas, because Denver, pretty good defense, some weapons, and no quarterback, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater. So this would be a huge upgrade for Denver. The sportsbooks don't know what to do with Denver right now. They went ahead and said, you know what? I'm worried they're going to get Rodgers. They upgraded them. Latest number I see, closest number is 8.5. So they moved Denver up as they should with a good chance to get Rodgers a full game to 8.5. I even saw a 9 in some places.
And so they would be around the 25th best team in the league right now, the Denver Broncos, as they're looked at with their current quarterback situation with Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater. Adding Aaron Rodgers, they go from the 25th team to where in the NFL?
Number 5. Immediately
wow.
Become a contender.
Wow. Just by adding Aaron Rodgers. That's amazing. And I've also thought a lot of people were critical of the Patrick Surtain pick by the Denver Broncos. And we're going to get into the draft a ton coming up here later on in the show. My first reaction when Denver made the decision to draft Patrick Surtain, this is also in an offseason where, look, they added Kyle Fuller. He's been an all-pro before. He was a cap casualty in Chicago. He reunites with Vic Fangio in Denver. The fact that they drafted another cornerback didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It wasn't necessarily a need, but he was their best player on the board. And my thought was, one of the needs for Green Bay, where they needed to get better at, was at the cornerback position. And I wondered whether or not, and I don't know if there's a bet on this, Fez, or you can find this line anywhere. I wonder if there's a line on whether or not Patrick Surtain plays a down for the Denver Broncos. Like, whether or not he's actually a Bronco come week one, because that could be part of the trade package that goes back to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers, and they might have drafted him knowing that that could be enticing to Green Bay at some point this offseason. What do we have to exchange? What do we have to give back? Here's what we got. Oh, and you can take our number 9 overall pick, Patrick Surtain. We obviously know that you have a need in the secondary, so I don't know if this is out there. I don't know if anybody is offering this, but Patrick Surtain, whether or not he's going to be on the roster for Denver come week one, I'd be fascinated to know what that line's at.
Now, that is a strong take.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me tell you, Fez, you think all I do is play grab ass on weekend overnights and talk to drunks? Fez, I got this under control, man. I know what I'm talking about here.
There will be no porn star or wrestler on SOV, Mr. Jonas Knox, Prince of Darkness. That is weekend. But I am confident saying that it's too obscure a prop that if there happened to be this trade, would Surtain be a part of it, or will Surtain be on the roster? I don't think we're going to see that, but I think it's a very clever prop.
Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox. This is straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. In for RJ Bell up next. If you are listening to this right now and you are a football fan and you also like to have fun and you need a damn vacation, we have just found gold for you. We'll give you the details. It's yours next here on FSR.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the heaven's gone.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell. John Ramos putting on a rock concert back in Sherman Oaks here on FSR. little Johnny and the Heartbreakers, Ramos. But coming up here, and it was always good to be with us, be with you here on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to take you all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern time here on FSR. Coming up in less than 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, what you thought was actually a good look in the NFL draft, apparently it's not that good a look, because somebody here is getting a lot of heat from a lot of other sharp people in the city of Las Vegas. So we'll have that for you here coming up 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. But before we get to the task at hand here, as always, it is a tradition here on Straight Outta Vegas. We must get you the weather from the Strip. And our interim meteorologist, Stephen Fezzik, is live standing right next to the MGM Lion out in front. He has got all the fanny pack. He's got the big, long souvenir cup. He looks like such a tourist, but he's actually our weatherman for today. Steve, what's it looking like out there?
Yeah, we do bring the fun and excitement of Vegas to you each and every day. It is a gorgeous 89 degrees, and the neon, it's sparkling, Jonas.
It is sparkling, and here's something that is also sparkling, Fez. There's already some conversations that are happening about what next year's draft is going to look like. This year's draft was a total success. It was great to have fans back. It was great to have the atmosphere again. They could have done without Roger Goodell's chair on stage. We could have left that alone. That was not necessary. It was just dumb. It's just not. I didn't get it. I don't know what the point was. Like, I mean, what do are we doing here? Like, you get to sit in Roger Goodell's chair. How many people were watching the draft a year ago going, hey, man, before I die, I got to sit in that thing? Like, what are we talking about? Like, it's not the Iron Throne on Game of Thrones. All right, it's Roger Goodell's crummy chair that he had in his den or his study or whatever you want to call it. I had no interest in it, but never mind all that. But Fez, they're already discussing what the draft next year in Las Vegas is going to look like, and you are hearing good things. We have got boots on the ground. What are we looking at next year in Vegas, Steve Fezzik?
April 28th through April 30th. Room rates in Las Vegas, Jonas, I am seeing quotations. This looks like New Year's. $500 a night for a good room in Vegas. It's going to be a perfect storm. Hopefully the pandemic, knock on wood, will be behind us. Everyone so eager to travel, so eager, pent-up demand to gamble, and so many sports fans, 30 different teams all traveling, I guess 29, to Las Vegas. Make it 31. 31 fans. I never want to include the Chargers. They really don't have fans.
Come on, Fez. Jeez. You got to take them out like that?
They'll always be San Diego to me. Bottom line is, if you want to come to Vegas, this is going to be an epic party. Better get something booked fast.
Okay, so now first of all, I love the draft. The fact that it's going to be in Vegas is going to be banana land, that all of that stuff is going to go down. I would also tell you this. I have a feeling there's going to be less players that are going to stay home with their family to watch the draft on television this year or next year than there were this year. I just got a feeling everybody's going to want in on Vegas, Fez. Everybody's going to want in on Vegas.
Someone's going in the Bellagio fountains. I'd make it the favorite.
Oh, 100%? Yes. Yeah, 100% Bellagio fountains. You know they're going to raise the pot on if you want to play blackjack at a lot of these places. The minimum is going to be, what, $20 a hand? It's got to be $20 a hand, right?
It's funny because I don't think I've ever seen a $20 minimum just because it's four red chips. You got to make it 15 or 25. It'll be 25, spot on.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And now, do you... Here's we're going to get into how you performed when it came to the draft and just sort of, you know, what your takeaway was from the draft altogether. But do you worry that there might be some insider information because the draft is in Vegas and because prospects and these guys that are going to get drafted are going to be in Vegas, you're going to have all their agents that are going to be in Vegas. You worried about any sort of insider trading, or are you going to be monitoring lines a little bit closer just to see if there's a big swing in the action? Because that's going to be a telltale sign about who goes where and who's got information on a player getting drafted by a certain team.
Worry about inside information. Jonas, inside information is your friend when you're a sports bettor. We're not trading stocks here. Getting that information, hey, somebody slips on the ice and the starting point guard breaks his leg. That's great news, and you bet based upon that if you get it before anyone else. But your team still has to win. That's not the case with the draft. And to be honest, one of the most respected, best sports books in town, the Circa, Derek Stevens, he's the owner of the casino, and to his credit, he came out and he had a big spreadsheet that he held up. He says, all the props that we're doing well in, I've got highlighted in green. The ones we're doing badly, highlighted in red. It was like a sea of pink and red across the board, including but not limited to, he had quarterback Mills and Mond. They both opened like, where will they go in the draft? 150 over under. Both of them go in the mid 60s. All the money on them to go under. The sharps cashing bets left and right based on really good research and information. I don't want to call it inside information because that has a negative connotation. Just breaking information, if I may.
And here's the thing. I was talking with this Brady Quinn on Sunday when we were doing the show together. And he was saying how when the draft was in New York, look, for a lot of his family and friends, they're from the Midwest. They had never been to New York, and everybody wanted to go. It was probably the only opportunity they were ever going to get in their lives to be able to go to New York City and to be able to hang out in and around town. Well, I say all that to say this. The same thing is going to happen with Vegas. There's going to be a lot of players from you know, a long ways away, whether it's, you know, the Midwest, the South, whatever, who have never been to Las Vegas. And there's going to be a lot of family members that are going to want to go out to Vegas because they've never seen what it's like. Fez, you know the people in these casinos that are running these casinos are going to try and take advantage of these poor souls. These poor bastards are going to go out there to Las Vegas to try and have a little bit of fun and gamble, thinking they're going to strike it big, and they're going to get crushed by these casinos. These pit bosses and these dealers are going to be stealing money almost from all these people and these poor souls that are going to get out there for the first time in Las Vegas.
And I have pro poker friends, and I can tell you they've already got this event circled where they're like, oh gosh, I'm going to have to play 18 straight hours. I can't give up my seat because the profits I'm going to see playing on the strip at a major poker room against these players is going to be unprecedented.
Wait a second.
The recent millionaires that just turned 21. It's like a freaking bonanza.
Okay, so poker players in Las Vegas have already identified next year's draft as to where they can take advantage of people that are coming in to town for the first time.
Yes, they have.
Unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable. Don't you feel bad? Like, does any part of you feel bad knowing what you're going to do to these people, Fez?
Well, this is kind of documented in the movie Rounders when the two tourists show up and Matt Damon says, you don't see piranhas consuming each other, do you? We wait for someone to jump into the river.
Oh, very good. All right. He's Steve Fezzik. I'm Jonas Knox. This is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, somebody you thought did really well in the NFL draft. Apparently, that's not the case. According to some very smart people, we'll have that for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Steve Fezzik. I am Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell. By the way, Fez, the news on Juwan James going down for the Denver Broncos. Again, I don't know if there's a betting line on this out there, but I would just watch for Charles Leno, who was recently released by the Chicago Bears, to be a potential signing by the Denver Broncos now that they have the injury. Because Charles Leno, obviously from the Bears, Vic Fangio spent a lot of time there, so they know each other well. So I'm sure you can go find that at like Whiskey Pete's or someplace like that, where you can bet on whether or not Charles Leno signs with the Broncos. Again, I'm just handing out winners here, Fez. That's all I'm doing.
Left and right, and special delivery, the great Steve DeSager. Did you notice how, tongue-in-cheek, it seemed like he was poking fun of anyone who bet on Colorado or the under? They've already lost.
Of course.
Listen, it's 10-0. By the way, line move, how much is DeGrom worth? Well, the Mets were laying 200, so you had to risk 200 to win 100 with DeGrom, with Castro. Now it's pick 'em. So the Mets went from 67% chance to win to 50% chance to win. DeGrom, the number one pitcher in terms of moving the number in MLB.
Listen, that's great for Jacob DeGrom. Let's not bury the lead here. You mentioned Steve DeSager. Look, the meanest update anchor on the planet, and it's not even close. Literally not even close. Like he is. It's a typhoon of insults whenever he gets on the air. And listen, I'm terrified of the guy.
Oh yes. Well, of course, Mr. Insult hosts on Sunday night here with all of us. So
what do you mean? It's a new audience, Steve. I can be whoever I want.
By the way, your Leno item is very good for the Bears. I believe it was a post June 1st designation on the move. So that would affect the things.
Yeah, I just see that as being a potential. And look, a lot of this stuff gets talked about and discussed, and it's like, hey, why don't you hold out for a little bit? We'll bring you in, you know, hold out for. Also, Eric Fisher is another guy that's been discussed. He was released, obviously, by the Chiefs. He had a surgery, so there's a lot of people that are monitoring his how he's looking. So offensive line needs, players out there that could be available here coming up soon. All right, so Fez, speaking of the draft, Fez, 15-6. You went 15-6 in your props. Nobody listening to this show right now has ever gone 15-6 in bets, ever. Like, if I were to bet whether or not I'm going to make it down the stairs the next 10 trips without tearing an ACL, like, I don't think that I could go 15-6. I couldn't do it, Fez. You went 15-6 in the draft, and it's still not good enough for your buddies in Vegas. What the hell happened?
Well, the draft is not like betting the NBA or the NFL. Nothing is easy, but the draft has unique betting opportunities. You know, kudos to RJ, who came out on the Thursday, the day of the draft, and said, hey, let me give you the six round one picks that are really steaming. Money coming on Trey Lance, coming on Pitts to go early, Chase to go early, Waddle to go early, Phillips was being bet heavily. So was Horn. Those six guys, I would say, were pretty much a good portfolio of guys that were being heavily invested in all the way up to the draft. It didn't matter if you bet the opening number or the closing number. The information was good. RJ was 6-0 on those bets alone. And I spoke to some other pros. One pro texted me that he was 11-0 and that I completely stink to have six losers. And another pro, I'm embarrassed to say, he made fun of the 11-0 guy because he bet so much in volume. He was like 45-16. So the books definitely got beat up on in Vegas here on the draft.
Okay, so what is the lesson learned here? Because I would argue that look, the draft is and I've thought of that of this for the last couple of years. The NFL is the number one sport in this country, and it's not even close. College football is number two, and there are a lot of NBA fans who are probably outraged by me saying that. It's a fact. College football is bigger than the NBA. You cannot like it all you want. I don't care. I'm just telling truths here on the air. So if you got the NFL that's number one and you got college football that's number two, it's the one night in which they're all in the same building and under the same roof together, which means it's huge and it's only getting bigger. And when it moved out of New York and went to Chicago and Philly and Dallas and Cleveland this year, and then it's going to be Vegas next year, I think this is only going to get bigger, Fez. So for people out there, when you see that you go 15-6 and you're feeling good about it, but somebody somewhere in Vegas is laughing because they went 11-0 and then somebody else went even better than that, what's the lesson and the biggest takeaway that you walk away from this year's draft that you bring with you to next year?
Two lessons. One, do your homework early. Have your projections ready because, frankly, a lot of these numbers, if you didn't bet them right at open, they got away from you. And I mentioned, you know, Mills and Mond, the two quarterbacks that were lined and projected to go in the third and fourth rounds. And if you made bets on them to go under, you were 99% almost to win those bets. The second lesson is don't be afraid to pay a little bit extra in VIG. By VIG, we mean vigorous. And so normally it's minus $1.10. It's okay to play minus $1.40, even minus $1.80, minus $2.20. Once something becomes very clear, like it was that Pitts was going to go to Atlanta, number four, you could play him under 5.5, like minus $2.40. And it was a really strong bet right up to post. Those are the two lessons that I would give out. And I'm real curious to see. The draft's going to be in Vegas next year. The sports books in Vegas got beat up on the draft this year in betting. Will they be so eager to put all these offerings up?
No,
I think
kidding.
They will, Jonas, because we're going to get so much more recreational money, pro money, in the betting pool next year.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, this is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up next, there is three teams in the NFL that are benefiting from a potential blockbuster move in the league. Find out if one of these teams is your team next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, it is The Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Make sure you stick around on many of these FSR affiliates, but you can also find it again on the iHeartRadio app. But it is The Odd Couple, always a fun listen with those guys here a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. We are going to have a best bet from Steve Fezzik in regards to the NBA coming up here momentarily. But Fez, we talked about the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay, and we talked about teams outside the NFC North and how they would potentially benefit. We pointed out that the Packers would be a significant downgrade. We pointed out that the Raiders would not be that much of an upgrade based on their draft and their overall roster, but that the Denver Broncos, if Rodgers were a Denver Bronco, they would go from the 25th best team in the NFL to a top five contender in the league. So Denver would take a significant jump. But now we talk about the teams within the division, meaning the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Detroit Lions. No Aaron Rodgers in the NFC North next year means what to who?
Yeah, and I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit on how pros make money sports betting. And I am a pro bettor. This is what I do. The second that Green Bay gets reported that Rodgers may not return, well, the sports books, they pull Green Bay off the board. Can't bet that anymore. So you frantically try to bet Green Bay under 11. That's the first bet you try to make. You probably miss. And then, like you said, wait a minute. This helps everybody in their division. So, boom, it's like a quarterback going through his progressions. You go to your second, third, and fourth receivers. And I went to Minnesota first, over 8.5 wins, still on the board. Boom, I bet that. I bet Minnesota to win the division, 3-1. I went down to Chicago, over 7 wins. Has to help Chicago as well if the Packers are a lot worse. But where I drew the line, Jonas, is with the Detroit Lions. I could not do it. I could not play over 5 wins because, frankly, the Lions were one of my favorite under bets. Really hard strength of schedule. So even though the schedule got a lot easier, okay, maybe the Lions can win one extra game if they get Green Bay at home. They're still not going to win 6 games. I did not bet on the Lions.
You're like the guy who refuses to buy Windex from the 99-cent store. You'll just go next door to like a supermarket and pay $2 more because you refuse to be acknowledged as shopping at the 99-cent store. You just refuse to shop and try and back the Detroit Lions in any regard whatsoever. You're embarrassed of the Detroit Lions and the look that it would give you behind the gates there in the hills of Las Vegas. So that's why you don't want to bet the Lions, isn't it?
I have no problem betting bad teams. I have a major problem betting teams like the Lions that just are perennial losers.
Unbelievable. All right, so Steve Fezzik, it is best bet time here on Fox Sports Radio. And for that, we go to the NBA and we go to South Beach in a matchup coming up 8 p.m. Eastern time between the Mavs and the Heat.
I'm going to keep this very simple. Dallas-Miami, I'm going to go under 215.5. Both these teams right now sitting as the number 6 seed, they both want to win, and here's why. Big motivation. Avoid that play-in game. Neither team wants to drop down to number 7 where they go ahead and have to play a play-in game. Even if they win, they won't be rested. It's a big distinction this year versus prior years. Teams are very motivated to get that 6 seed, and we saw that last night. I know, Mackenzie, you saw the game. The Lakers, they're a team trying to stay out of that play-in game. Huge intensity defensively, correct?
Held the Nuggets to their second lowest total of the season, and it was a rock fight from the start. Gritty effort from Frank Vogel's team.
I expect more of the same tonight. We're going Dallas-Miami under 215.5. Best bet.
Yeah, but betting the under is not fun. I mean, like, what's fun about that? You're just betting on negativity. Like, you just want to live in a negative world. What are we doing here? You're like betting on car accidents. Like, come on, Fez. Isn't it more fun to bet the over? Everything's good news. Every free throw, 3 layup, it's all good news. Come on.
I bet the grand salami under in baseball. That's the total run scored by all teams. If I can bet that under, I can bet any under, Jonas. It's fun to win.
That is a good point. We are straight out of Vegas for Steve Fezzik, Mackenzie, John Ramos, Steve DeSager. I am Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell. We are back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!